This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Trying to get enthused for Sunday, Chris. I'm a little nervous. The Rams have, extra days off? And I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's why we line them up and play them. But I have a feeling we're walking into a buzzsaw, my friend. I don't know about you.
You should have that feeling, right? Yeah. I mean, the Giants defense hasn't shown that they could stop an offense like this. You know, we're coming off a game against Dallas, 500 yards. And now the Rams coming to town. And Sean McVay's had a couple more days to prepare for this defense that can't stop anybody. So, yeah, I mean, you should be nervous. That's the feeling. You know, last year they shut this offense down with Jared Goff, mind you. Do you really get that feeling this year, Jerry?
That's gonna happen. I thought the same thing before, Chris. I thought, what an upgrade Stafford is over Goff. And I thought, man, if we didn't feel good going into last year, and then they played pretty well. But man, Stafford and Goff, I mean, that's night and day, dude. It's totally, totally different skill set at quarterback.
Night and day. I mean, Stafford looks like he was born for the system, right? He's from day one, he's fit and fine.
Yep.
And you know what, Jerry? I'm looking at the Rams a lot and their games, and I put something on Twitter about the Giants are going from one offensive line that was playing at a high level, and now they're going to see another one Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew Whitworth, a left tackle who Jerry Reese thought was done 4 years ago.
Love that tweet.
Who was dying to come to the Giants, who was looking to play with Eli Manning, but Jerry Reese said, nah, you know, he's a little too old for our liking. Here we are 4 years later, and he's still playing at a high level.
And you know what else Reese said too? And I was thinking about it. He said about, I like tackles. I like my tackles, our tackles younger. And he was referring to Ereck Flowers. It's just comical. When you put that tweet out, I was like, man, that seemed like it happened yesterday where we literally shunned Whitworth and Reese kind of made a joke about it. So,
And we passed up another guy in a draft, in the 14 draft that he's actually turned out to be pretty good too.
He's all right.
Somebody by the name of Aaron Donald, who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer without question.
Yeah.
And Jerry, Aaron Donald, you know, I asked Judge about Donald the other day, you know, in between the 65 Kadarius Toney questions that he got. Because Aaron Donald, Jerry, is probably a top three defensive lineman that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Chris, what do you mean? The modern era? No. That I've ever seen, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's how good this guy is. And the Giants are going to have to deal with him. I mean, this guy could wreck what you want to do offensively, you know. And it's, you know, you don't want him to see, you know, it's a pleasure to watch this guy. Of course, you don't want to see him do well Sunday, right? We know that. I guess the Giants. But, dude, he's a little banged up, but he's playing. I'm going to be curious to see how they try to neutralize this guy because he's having another very good year, off to a great start. Nobody's making excuses. Nobody's saying about, oh, you know, he's lined up wrong. Or if you look at his stats last year, it's not the same. We'll get into the Leo Williams thing in a little bit. But Aaron Donald is an impact guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey is an impact guy.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd. Remember him? I said the Giants got to go get him. Remember? But he stayed in. He's an impact guy.
Banks loved him in that draft, too.
Yeah. You know, so this is what I'm talking about. You know, ex-Gram today about what's going on with the defense, and he said, you know, it's unacceptable. And guys have to, you know, our better players have to play better. And we've talked about that numerous times, right, Jerry? The Leo Williams, the Dexter Lawrences, the Peppers, the Bradburys.
Yeah.
They have to play better because they have not played well. Now, Leo Williams hasn't played bad. Don't get me wrong. Leo Williams has been pretty good. But this narrative out there about how, well, if you look at his stats last year, the pressures and the sacks after five games, it was just the same as this year.
Yeah.
Okay. I get what everybody's saying. But how do you know what he's going to do the next 12 games?
Right.
Last year, after game five, he came on, had a three-sack game in Seattle, had a sack, more pressures, wound up with 11.5 sacks. Okay. Does that mean he's going to do that the next 12 games? So let's talk about what he's done the first five. Let's stop looking at PFF stats from the first five of last year and say, well, you know, Leo's just like last year. Well, no, Leo put 16 games in last year. We saw the finished product. He's played five this year, and he's played well, you know, but he hasn't been an impact guy. He hasn't gotten to the quarterback. He's got a few pressures. Do we know what he's going to do the next 12 games?
No clue.
I mean, he could be doing basically the same stuff the next 12 games, wind up with 3-4 sacks, numerous pressures, and that's not good enough.
Right.
That's not good enough.
Yep.
So stop with the crap about, oh, yeah, he's at the same pace, you know, as last year. Okay, well, I tell you what, if you could tell me what he's going to do the next 12 games, do me a favor. Take my cell phone number and tell me the lotto numbers.
Yeah.
I'll try to hit the Powerball.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, he might wind up 8-9 sacks, right? But right now, I mean, last time I looked, we're going to talk about the 1-4 season that we're off to, what he's doing now, and it's just not good enough.
Right.
Now, Graham talked about, oh, we got to line him up. We got to put him in different. Listen, Graham's falling on a sword, Jerry, every Thursday. Every Thursday, the coordinators meet with us. And every Thursday, he's falling on a sword, okay? Yeah, right. It's me, it's schemes, it's this, I got to do this better, I got to do this. Because that's where Graham is. He's going to fall on a sword, okay? Mm. But stop looking at Patrick Graham all the time. I see people all the time. I even seen this. Fire Graham.
Chris, there were I don't know, 4 or 5 letters into the Insider.
Was
it? And there were like 3 of them were, what's wrong with Patrick Graham? And we sit here and talk about it on the podcast. I feel like saying, guys, see the podcast. Because all we keep saying is, you know, what the hell is he supposed to do? This isn't a situation where the schemes are clearly wrong. I mean, this is, guys aren't making plays. I'm sitting here saying, I don't know what the hell I would do. He goes to zone. They're not closing the windows. He goes, this man, they can't cover anybody. Chris, there's no pass rush. I don't know what he's supposed to do, man. I'm echoing what you're saying. Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, you know, you have to do, I'll give you the answer right now. You got to draft better players, brother.
There you go. Done. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to draft better players.
Yep.
So I get Graham lost some of the magic dust and all that stuff last year. But let's break it down. And I did it for the Insider a little bit. And certain guys, you know, next Insider's issue, I pointed out an article about what they're not doing, right?
A very honest article. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's break it down. I mean, everybody wants to blame Graham. Okay, so I guess Patrick Graham got toasted by CeeDee Lamb last week on that vertical.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I guess he jumped off sides, cost him one game. I guess he's not getting to the quarterback. He's blitzing sometimes. He's trying. Last week was a lot of four-man looks. A lot of four-man looks last week.
Yeah.
Not beating your guy up front.
He dropped the interception.
Bradbury drops an interception in the 10-10 game.
Yep.
Again.
Yeah.
DPIs, again. Okay? Expect a lot more out of McKinney, second year man. Very quiet. Peppers made an impact last half of the season last year. Has done gots this year. Lorenzo Carter, oh, this is it. And I'm just as much to blame. I saw him in training camp. I said, Jerry, this kid's run. This could be the year. Watch for big things. I was dead wrong so far. Dead wrong. Gots. Okay? 7 pressures, missed tackles, getting nowhere near the quarterback. Second contract out the window. Go enjoy somewhere else. Get rid of him. Oh, Chris, it's 5 games. I'm saying this after 5 games, folks. Now, it could change starting Sunday. We hope it does. I'm talking about a 1-4 squad with the defense being the main reason why they're 1-4.
Main reason by a mile, yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence. 17th overall pick by Mr. Hog Molly, Dave Gettleman. What's he doing? All right, he's getting some pressures. He's got some stops at the line of scrimmage. Are you gonna, Jerry, if I ask you right now, is he making an impact? What do you tell me?
Nope.
Gots. Okay? Austin Johnson giving some decent ball. I'm sorry, Jerry. X-Man, healthy, year 3. Is this going to be a year he gives us 6-7 sacks, makes a little bit of an impact? Gots. Who am I missing, Jerry? Oh, the big Adoree Jackson signing. Great camp. All right. Looks like you got your guy opposite of James. Bing, bing, boom. The season bell starts where it counts.
Yeah.
Gots.
Yeah. I think you touched on all the guys that we were expecting something from or to take a next step. And first off, dude, I got to give you credit. Look, my last name's Foley, but I haven't heard Ugats since my mom passed away in 2008. So, dude.
I'm sorry to bring up. I hope
thank
it doesn't
you
bring
for
up.
Bringing up. No, that's a great term from my youth. My Italian mother.
I'm glad it brings up happy times then. I don't mean to bring up your mom.
My Italian mother.
Reminds you of your mom, I mean.
Ugats.
Right. So, I've heard that about a million times in my household. But,
yeah.
But, the point being, I think everybody knows Ugats, what Ugats means. You know, so you can figure it out if you don't. But here's, you know, I just don't want to hear about the grand stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want to, the dude is trying everything.
Yeah.
How about the point of attack tackling? Right. Okay. And if you think, hey, Chris, you're talking out of your asshole with the point of attack, listen to Carl Banks. Right. He talks about it all the time. It doesn't, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see it on film or during the game. Even if you never even look at a all 22 film or whatever the hell you might want to look at during the week, you can't see it during the game?
Right.
Guys missing tackles at the point of attack?
Right.
How about last week with the Cowboys? And I saw Banks yesterday call at the facility. We were talking about that. I said, Carl, was it me? Or did the Cowboys run about 9,000 counter runs and the Giants couldn't stop it? And Banks was like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. They kept pulling the guard, pulling tackles, power football.
Yeah.
I said they're going to do the outside zone runs. They did the outside zone runs. These guys just aren't getting it done, brother.
Yeah.
That's why you're 29th in the league, 500 yards, and now you got Matthew Stafford and these guys coming in Sunday. Jerry, take it from here, brother. Yeah, what am I missing?
I think it's a lazy take when you say, get rid of Graham, right? Like when Evan Engram doesn't catch a pass or doesn't execute or fumbles, that's not when we say fire Jason Garrett. I don't blame Jason Garrett for Evan Engram dropping a pass. These aren't mistakes in scheme. These are mistakes in execution, especially like you just said with the tackling. Yes, I guess coaching has something to do with tackling, but these are professional football players. You expect the tackling to be there. You know, at some point, tackling is will, and Banks talks about it even in like some of his post games. Like, it's a matter of, are you going to beat the guy in front of you? Are you going to hit the guy in front of you? And they're not doing that right now. And if you look at last year compared to this year, you would expect James Bradberry to be able to cover deep. You know, Graham's not putting Isaac Yiadom and saying, all right, you're in single coverage, go get him.
Right.
Right. Like, this is Adoree Jackson, James Bradberry. These are guys that are supposed to be able to get it done. And they're just not. And I think that's where we are right now. We're just at a point where, like you said, maybe it's talent. Maybe it's guys had their best year last year. Maybe the guys that were expecting to take a next step aren't capable. But now it's clearly to me, I look at this roster, it's a talent issue. And that falls on your favorite subject, Dave in the scouting department at this point.
I mean, that's the way it's proving, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's proven out, brother.
Yep.
We'll see if it changes. But right now, you know, that's the way it's proven out.
Now, you know, offensively. Do you stay on defense? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right, yeah.
Offensively.
Yeah.
It seems like it looks good for Daniel Jones right now.
Yes. Well, I got to be honest, it was kind of weird yesterday, you know, asking Judge about Jones. And and he was like, well, he's just going to walk around, no pads. And then somebody pointed out, Joe, he's got pads on right now. And Judge kind of looked over like, what? Now, I'm hoping.
Jeez.
I mean, I was there. I think it was one of those things where he really forgot to tell him don't wear pads until we were gone.
Yeah, right.
Or, I mean, I'm hoping Judge knew that Jones had pads on. I'm hoping.
That's great.
I mean, I'm hoping it was just an Oscar performance by Judge where he was like, kind of looked over like, oh, God, you got me. Yeah, he does have pads on. That's the way I got it.
Yeah, right.
Jerry, I'm going to stick with that because if Judge didn't know that, then we have big problems. Okay, but anyway.
Let's hope.
Jones ran in the back. They had pads on yesterday. Jones ran in the back a little bit, too lightly. Now, today at practice, he was with the ones, and he was throwing. I have to be honest with you, dude. This is like the fastest recovery.
Well, yeah, but you said don't count him. I'm like, yeah, you ain't going to see him for like 6 weeks after the way he stumbled. I thought, God, he may not be back this year. And you're like, yeah, don't be surprised if he plays Sunday.
Well, because, Jerry, each case is different with the concussion protocols.
It just looks so bad.
Jerry, I've seen guys, you know, they were talking on the sideline, laughing, and they're out of the game of concussion. Okay, they'll be fine next week. And they're about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It all depends on each and every guy responds to the protocol test. Right. You know, it's different phases of the protocol.
Yep.
And Jones is out there today with the ones throwing around. So barring some kind of setback, Jerry, he's going to be playing Sunday. Now, let's get to this. So I've actually heard this too. I mean, it just boggles the mind, okay? Mm. I've actually heard the narrative out there too of, well, you know what? The season's done. If he's cleared, why play him? Why risk him getting hurt even more? The season's over. I'm like, what are we talking about here? This is a football player. If he's cleared, he plays.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not even a question mark. They're 1-4. They're looking to win a game Sunday. Jobs are on the line in the future. I mean, Jones, mind you, and Jones has to take that next step this year, which he was doing until last week, which we talked about on Monday's podcast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big year for Daniel, too, brother. He's got to take that next step. He's got to go out Sunday and prove, well, I don't know what the hell I was doing in the first half against the Cowboys, but watch this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he went from a pretty solid start to the season to, like, everybody looked last week, and he was like, whoa, what's going on, right, with the high throw, right? So.
Yeah, I'll answer the question now because a lot of you asked it. If this season goes on the way it does and it becomes a disaster, and Jones either doesn't show that he can take the next step or has concussion issues, more injury issues, I'm telling you right now, I don't care how much the Maras love Jones. If the Giants have two picks in the top 10, I'm just saying that would be in play. That's all. Now, it's likely not in play, so please, no one take that as it is. But if he doesn't take that next step, it's year four next year. I think the one of the things Dave Gettleman got right was Daniel Jones. I love the way he looks until, like you said, last week, and he's got to stay healthy. But this is, like you said, dude, this is a huge game and a huge rest of the season for him to prove that he's the guy still, right?
Jerry, exactly. You know about this. Oh well, let's give him another week. You know, because he's cleared. But you know, we don't want to get him hurt. Why? This is the NFL. You're cleared. Right. You play.
Right.
What, are you kidding me? You know, now, Jerry, this brings up another thing about Daniel. And I mentioned this on Twitter this week, and I want to get your feel on this, okay? Running is a big part of Daniel's game.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. But he's also been hurt 3 years in a row now running.
Right.
Right? Pulled hamstrings, concussions, the whole deal. So it's... Where's the, like, it's a fine line now where, yeah, you have to, he has to, this has to be part of his game, but he's also getting hurt doing it.
Yeah.
So what do you do, Jerry? Do you bring him in a little bit? He just, look, he's trying to make a play at the goal line and he puts his head down, it gets crawled and he gets knocked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how big he is, he can't do that against these guys.
I thought the same thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't do that. Great
point. Because a couple of weeks ago, we all were gushing over when he ran over, was it Jarrett on the Falcons?
Yeah.
We were gushing over that. But now this week, he's got to be smarter. Guys, this is what you got. Like, I hear you. And you bring up a great point. There's a fine line between being reckless and being really effective with your legs. Unfortunately, I don't know how much you can pull back with that. I think we keep saying he needs his legs to get going.
Right.
And he feels a rhythm. So I just think that's what he is. He's got to be a little smarter with the, you know, look, he's wised up with turnovers, right? He doesn't fumble as much, knock on wood. And he's wised up with the interceptions. Yep. Now he's got to wise up with putting his head down. He's got to sometimes maybe, you know, give himself up a bit. Now, you can't do that on third down when you've run up the middle twice and now you're doing an end around. Like, I get why he's trying to get in the end zone there. But he's going to have to err on the side of being a little more careful with that as well. But you can't take his legs away because then you're taking away who he is.
Yeah, look, I'm just thinking out loud, you know, Jerry, because
good point.
Because I do not want to take his legs away at all.
Yep.
But Jerry, if you get hurt year after year, it's like, what direction do you go here?
Right.
You know, because he's getting hurt doing it. You know, and if he looks like he's only going to miss one game, right? So we got luck. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. He's not even going to miss a game. He missed a half, okay?
Yeah, right.
He missed a half. So it looks like he's going to play Sunday, right? So, okay, so the Giants kind of dodged the bullet there. But you know what, Jerry? They're very fortunate because, you know, God forbid, if something scrambled in that brain and he wasn't functioning right the next, this, it could have been a 5-day injury where he's back the next week to a 5-week injury, dude.
Right.
You don't know how these guys, you don't know how the brain is going to respond to a concussion, dude.
It's like Shepard a couple years ago against the Vikings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know how the brain's going to respond, you know? So it's like, it's such a gray area, like, to me, Jerry. I just think out loud, like, okay, we love him running, but if he keeps getting hurt, do we have to bring that in a little bit? You know,
right.
Just a tough call. That's all. I'm not saying that he should or shouldn't, just something to think about. A lot of people have been thinking about it.
Yeah, it's a valid. It's a very valid question because you want to protect your quarterback. He's your franchise. And talk about, you know, taking Eli for granted. I mean, he had 15 years of him not being injured. It's the only time he ever came out was when he was forced to come out for Geno Smith, right?
Right.
So, you know, I think one half against the Washington football team, I think he came out, and I think Hasselbeck came in, I believe. But other than that, you know, you take for granted a guy being so available, and what's Banks say, the best ability is availability.
Yeah. Well, so, he was a freak. Yeah. He was a freak, Jerry, because you don't see that around the league. Brady's close to that. You know, Brady never seems to get hurt either. How that guy? But he's like forget about it. He's an exception, you know? So,
yeah.
And even he got hurt 1 year, remember, with the knee. Remember? Yeah, so he was lost for 1 year. So, but I'm just thinking out loud, Jerry, because I've been thinking about it a lot, you know, and he's so competitive, Daniel, that he was trying to get in the end zone there. You know that, right?
Yeah,
he was a yard away, and he said, I got to get in here, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just something to think about, man, down the road. But as far as him, look, he's cleared. If he gets cleared, which we all expect now, he plays, brother.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big year for him too, man.
I think the Giants' chances go from 1% to about 15% to win that game, just with Jones.
Exactly, because like you said, if Daniel can't go and Glennon plays, God. You might be being generous with the 1%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It might be less. Right.
And it's funny because how many times did I tweet, Jerry, during the training camp? Oh my God! Now you see why Glennon is a backup all these years, because seeing him up close every day with some of the throws he makes. Well, he made some decent throws against the Cowboys, but then he did that little out that he should have never thrown.
Yeah.
And Anthony Brown jumped, and I was
so Anthony that. Brown, who we're like, we could beat that guy,
right? I mean, you know, so
it just shows you, though, dude. It shows you, like, Glennon, McCoy. Does it really matter?
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Look,
does it matter?
You want to look. It's nice to have a veteran to come in. He knows how to run an offense and call a game. You know, run a game plan. Doesn't mean he's going to be, you know, run 12, 300 yards and all that, but at least he knows what he's doing out there. That's the idea of having that veteran.
Yeah.
He knows he could see defenses. He knows what defenses look like. This is why I think the Jets, not to get off the sub, the Jets, I thought, made a big mistake this year not having a veteran behind Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
he has nobody to lean on in that quarterback room.
Right.
Nobody.
Yes, fair.
See, the thing is, Jerry, like a Colt McCoy, right? He could sit in the quarterback room with a Daniel Jones or, say, argument's sake, is Zach Wilson. And they're looking at film. And they're playing New England. They're playing Bill. And Bill's showing a pre-snap, cover one. And, well, Colt McCoy will point out, look, this, when they do this, you know that, because he's seen it 1,000 times.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean Colt McCoy can hit a 40-yard slant, you know, a deep post or a 9 route or anything. That doesn't mean he could do that. Or, you know.
Right.
But the point is, Jerry, that veteran, he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah.
And he could show Daniel or rookie like Zach Wills. That's why I don't want to get off on a jab. I'm just saying, I just thought the Jets made a mistake. But a guy like Glennon could come up to the line of scrimmage and know what a defense is doing and complete some passes and maybe get, you know, do some things like McCoy did last year in that game against Seattle. You get what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yeah.
Obviously, a guy like Glennon is not a long-term answer, but if he has to go a game or come in at a half, he could, you know, it's not like it's a total complete disaster where some kid comes in and says, oh, what coverage is that? I don't know. I'm seeing ghosts out there like the other guy. Jeff, you know what I mean?
So long.
You know? So that's that. So, but it looks like we don't have to worry about that. It looks like Daniel's going to go.
Now, what about Shepard and Slayton? Do you know?
They're going to go. They'll be playing.
But he's going to have more weapons.
Now, I'm a little worried about Andrew Thomas, who looked like the beginning of the week. I was, you know, being there yesterday. He was off to the side, Andrew, but he walked better. And he kind of said Monday that, yeah, I feel much better. You know, I'll be going Sunday. It looks like I'll be going. Now, today he was off to the side again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to press. So I guess he'll be limited tomorrow. And it looks like he'll be a questionable again for Sunday. leaning more towards him playing. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Looks like he's going to play, but we'll see Friday. I'm still a little concerned he hasn't really practiced either.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see. But I would say right now 60-40, maybe 70-30 he plays.
Okay.
You know, now it looks like, one quick thing, Jerry, it looks like that if he doesn't play.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say now. Yeah, good.
You know, I saw it yesterday. Yep. But if he doesn't play, it looks like they're thinking along the lines of Matt Peart at left tackle.
Yep, yep.
And Nate back at right tackle. That's so expect to see that if Thomas can't go Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because I saw that's what they were leaning towards.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I mean, is it, you know?
To me, Jerry, it's okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah. I know. That's
I mean, Nate Solder was getting basically blown. The Marcus Lawrence didn't even play, and Gregory was blowing him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was basically getting blown up. Yeah. They had to do different things, roll Daniel to the right at times because, you know, the pressure on the backside. And so Nate's just really struggling, dude. He's been all right. Just been all right. He struggled last game against Dallas. You know, it's a guy like we talked about it Monday. If Thomas plays, Matt Peart should be playing right tackle. No question.
Yeah.
He earned that right after last week. Put the kid at right tackle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Totally.
If he's a total disaster, Jerry, if he's a total complete disaster, you got Solder, put him in there and good luck. You know what I mean?
Now with Shep and Slayton back, is Tony the one? Like where Golladay would be. Will Tony be lined up?
No, no. You'll see Tony on the outside. You're going to see, obviously, Slayton will be on the outside. You're going to see Shep and Tony, you know, playing slide.
Okay.
On the outside.
All right.
That's what you'll see.
All right. Interesting.
But you know what? Tony did some things on the outside last week.
Yeah. Right.
Did some things on the outside. He obviously did things on the inside. The route tree is impressive with him, right?
Oh, when he burned the one you retweeted, the Diggs one, where he.
Yeah, that little shake route there on Diggs. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Jerry, impossible. You sure it was Diggs, Jerry.
Picked him out of his jockstrap.
You sure it was Diggs. You know, he's a shutdown guy, Jerry. Deion Sanders out there. Can't be, you know.
Well, that's what Aikman said.
Yeah.
Catch-up speed, baby.
Yeah. And, you know, and the more you look at that game, the more Diggs was, you know, I don't think Diggs wanted any part of Tony at a point in that game. I really don't.
Yep.
So
one more question on the offense. Any sense of, this is just personally, any sense of how much we'll see Brightwell? Will he be the primary?
Well, he's going to have to. Yeah, with Saquon out.
I'm psyched. I want to see him.
Yeah. So you're going to see him and Booker. Yeah, you'll see him and Booker. You know, you'll see him getting some carries. And obviously, Devontae will be the number one guy. You know,
Booker's going to be more consistent, but Brightwell's a little more explosive. That's
all. Yeah. A little more powerful hitting that hole, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. And he's got good hands, Jerry. He's got good hands.
Yeah, catch the backfield and everything.
Hey, Jerry, look. I know people want to destroy Gary all the time, but look what Jason did with Tony last week. He had him lined up in the backfield.
Yeah.
He had him throwing a pass that Booker dropped. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know, he was running the ball.
By the way, how
a lot of good things.
How bad did that play look when he dropped the ball? It was like, oh God. Oh, it took long to develop, and when he threw it, it just looked like the last 5 years of one play to me.
Yeah, look, and like Odell Beckham when he was here, Odell could wing it down the field. Remember, Odell could throw it. Remember, this kid Tony, man, he could throw the ball 70 yards. I've seen it. I'm telling you, he was a high school quarterback. This kid could wing it. So the point being is that don't think this is the last you've seen of Kadarius throwing a ball. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if he's lined up in that like wildcat and he throws it out of that.
and that's what we're looking for now, man. I'm looking for like bright spots of this organization going forward to play well. The bright wells.
So you're giving Tony's up on the season. That's it. It's all.
Well, I mean, listen, if they lose Sunday, which I think they're going to, spoiler alert for the pick segment, you know, 1-5. Come on. I mean, really? What are we doing? Like you say, what are we doing here?
So if they lose Sunday, do I ex-judge now that the season is basically over, how do you keep your team focused for the rest of the year? Do I ask him that? Do you want me to ask him that?
He's not going to give an answer, though. I think it's a great question, but he's going to say, look, we're all paid professionals. We get paid to focus. Like, he's just going to be like that, and you're going to say, okay, thanks, Joe. Thanks for nothing. But that's what's going to be his answer. It's going to be...
Well, here's the problem you're going to have, Jerry, if they lose to the Rams and they go 1-5. Some of the veterans who are getting paid, they're going to start coming in now with that, well, you know, all right, let's get the practice, this and that, but they know the season's done.
Yeah.
And that's when your mind and concentration starts to wander a little bit.
Anyone you're most worried about or just saying generally?
No, I just think in general. Look, that's the norm with football teams. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to battle, you know. That's starting next week if they lose Sunday.
Yeah. All right, dude. Anything else on the Rams before we get to questions?
Well, it's going to be interesting with Jalen Ramsey and Kadarius Toney this week.
Yeah. I can't imagine the amount of talking those two would do the whole game, right?
Right. I mean, Jalen, it'd be interesting to see if Jalen travels with him a lot, you know? Yeah. And you know Jalen. That's why I asked Shep this yesterday at his presser, you know, about Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
And, you know, if he needs to talk, you know, is he going to talk to Toney and prepare him for what he's going to experience Sunday? And Jalen Ramsey now knows Kadarius Toney threw a punch, obviously, right? You know, right. He knows he lost a little bit at the end of the game. And Jalen loves to instigate. He loves to get under your skin. He loves to talk smack. He wants to see if you start throwing punches. That's his game. He loves doing it. He loves trying to throw you off his game.
Yeah.
So expect to see that, man. That's going to be interesting, you know, game within a game about, you know, with Toney and Jalen Ramsey, you know? It really is.
Yeah, now, I mean, Ramsey got under Golden Tate's skin last year, right? About some very
well, that was a personal thing. Yeah,
very,
that was a
very, very personal.
That was a personal thing that we all know what happened with that. So here's Jalen back again. Now he's going to try to get under Toney's skin. Yeah. You know he's going to try to get – he's going to go after this kid. You know that, dude, you know?
Yeah.
So on offense, Jerry, I mean, guess what? Your old buddy is back. DeSean Jackson.
Oh. Would you say he's good? He's going to be good. His mother liked your tweet.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his mother. And I looked to see. It's DeSean Jackson's mom, and it looked legit. She had a lot of followers. She's involved in some charity for him. Your tweet that said, I'm sure DeSean's good for a 70-yard bomb or whatever.
Vertical,
and it was liked by DeSean Jackson's mom.
Really?
And I was like, this has to be a joke. And I looked. It looks legit to me.
Well,
I mean, people are pretty creative with burner accounts, but this one looked legit.
Okay, so I'm glad Mrs. Jackson likes it.
I didn't, but she loved it, right?
Because
I know
loved
it's going to happen. It's gonna
okay,
happen.
So the old friend Deshaun's back. I'm sure he's going to be good for one vertical, at least a couple attempts.
Yeah.
Robert Woods, he kind of grumbled a little bit a couple weeks ago about his targets. So Sean McVay said, okay, no problem. So last Thursday night.
Hey, Robert, we're playing the Giants in a couple weeks. Don't worry about it. You're good.
So last Thursday, night he targeted him 14 times. He had like 12 catches against Seattle. Cooper Kupp is, he's one of the best in that slot. He just kills you for that slot. And I like their running game with Darrell Henderson and stuff. Real tough team. Offensive line's playing well. Stafford's playing well. Yeah. Do I have any negative news on the Rams? I really don't. Sorry, Jerry.
No.
Maybe one thing, you could get Darius Williams, their other corners out. You could go after their kid in the other corner, maybe do some things in the secondary. But going to have to block up front too, man. You know, Leonard Floyd's and Aaron Donald's. Good luck, buddy.
Good luck, Daniel, if you're coming back, buddy.
Good luck,
get rid of that ball quickly.
Daniel might want to look at that film of the Rams and say, you know what, my head hurts a little bit. You know, I'll see you against Carolina.
Yeah, my God.
So that's where we're at, brother.
All right, here we go. I guess misery loves company because you sent in 92 questions. Thank you very, very much. 92 questions. I think Tony Thomas may have answered 50 of them. I kept seeing responses by Tony Thomas, Black Banjo Tony. So we're going to kick off with him because not only does he ask questions, he answers nearly all of them for us. So thanks, buddy. Gives you guys his opinion. So what can coaching do if the problem's on personnel? We all talked about that. How was Sunday and this year's team inconsistent with the whole disaster since 2013? Jason Garrett was leading a team with a great offense and an all-pro O-lineman before he landed in Maryland. So basically, he's alluding to the fact that Garrett could run an offense if there's talent is the issue, like we just said, obviously, with talent. And you think it's that way on offense as well, Chris? Like, I guess where I would kick back to Tony or push back a little bit is, it's amazing I'm saying this out loud, but I feel like the offense is way more talented right now than the defense. So I think that's why Garrett gets some more crap than Patrick Graham.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with it. They are more talented right now. Who would have thought that, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that?
No, no one. That's why we play them, I guess, right?
Yep.
Dean Butera at Boondoggler 325. I know Jabril's been injured, but with how poor he's been in pass coverage this year, how close is Love to passing him on the depth chart, Chris?
Love's been playing every week.
Yeah.
Peppers plays up in a box. I guess about 60% of the snaps. One game he had like 50%, the other one like 70%, but has nothing to do with depth chart. Love's been playing the slot.
Someone asked him this week, how you doing? He said, I was fine last week. So that's not good.
Yeah. So Peppers should be back this week. He looked like he was fine yesterday running around.
Yeah.
But he hasn't made an impact, you know, and he's been getting beat in coverage. You know, so we'll see if he gets that going a little bit.
I'll ask you a question that you kind of alluded to in the article, but you know, we didn't talk about it really. Adriana Iafola, thank you for the therapy session after last week. I needed it. I know the team has so many issues, but what is the solution to players like Leo Williams and James Bradbury not playing up to last year? How does that get fixed? Are they about to be washed up already on year two with us?
I just got to get better, Adriana.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say washed up. I mean, Leo's been pretty good. Don't act like Leo hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Just he's got to make more of an impact. He hasn't. And Bradbury hasn't been good. He hasn't been good.
Not at all.
You know? So, Adriana, you got to hope that, you know, like baseball terms, is in a slump. And he starts playing better. That's all it is to it, Adriana. There's no magic formula here, dude.
Chris, I'm surprised you're not throwing around more baseball terms these days.
I mean, nah. Yeah. God. You mean, don't worry about it. Well, forget about the Astros are going to do to us next week.
That's what you said about the Rays, though.
Yeah, but these Astros are, God, they're stacked.
They should
put a statue up for Alex Cora if they get out of this series with a win.
You got to stop calling him King Buffoon if he does that.
Well, I get mad at Alex. We have a love-hate relationship, me and Cora.
By the way, I heard a good story. Sorry, Giant fans. Sorry, Yankee fans. Sorry, Met fans. Heard a very good story from a friend of mine in Boston whose son saw Alex Cora, a young kid, saw him in the bathroom, and Cora could tell he was looking at him, and the kid left, and Cora goes, wait, kid, and he walks out, and he goes...
Sounds like a Mean Joe Green commercial.
He goes, Red Sox is going to be all right, kid. Don't worry about us.
Is that what
he
said?
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, I don't like Alex Cora, but you know what?
It's funny, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry.
And no, anybody who's like that with the kids, they get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because Alex has been saying that the whole season, midway through the season. We're going to be fine. I'm telling you, we're going to be fine. I looked at him half the time. I was like, all right, Alex.
Yeah.
You know?
But the kid was washing his hands extra long because he knew Cora was still going.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That reminds me of the old Mean Joe Green commercial. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Throw him the jersey. And I was surprised Cora didn't throw him a Red Sox jersey or something.
That's right.
You know, that's just Red Sox pride, buddy. You guys don't know about that. You guys don't know about that.
Michelle Collins. Hey, guys. Do you think they will now play Darnay Holmes this weekend? I know he's been shaking camp, but he has to be better than Beal or anyone else on the practice squad. I mean, he was a fourth-round pick. By the way, the women ask – they're asking really good questions, man, week in and week out. I've got to call you guys out.
I tell you, men out there, the women are making you look bad.
I mean, geez.
We didn't even get to Lisa yet.
Right.
But the women are making you look bad, fellas. I don't know what's going on.
So
better start hitting the film work a little bit more. But Darnay Holmes, you know what, Jerry? So yesterday I'm at the facility and I'm asking around, what are we doing with Sam Beal? Well, Darius Williams goes down for the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now somebody's gonna get those snaps. We'll see if they just make it Love, became more guys in the slot. But I'm very curious to see who gets some of those outside snaps now when Adoree's in the slot, you know?
Yeah.
If they just keep Adoree out and, you know, it'd be more of Pep, McKinney, Logan, or does Darnay get his snaps, right?
Yeah.
Or do they promote, I shouldn't say promote, or they activate a Beal or Josh Jackson? That's going to be a good, I'm curious to see how that works out because Sam Beal is a third round supplement pick. I mean, he's not doing anything. He could be activated one game. Well, this would be the game he does, right? In my opinion.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Well, speaking of Lisa, listen, kind of a lazy question this week, Lisa. Any news on Galladay? That's her question. I mean, she may as well just ask, hey, Chris, how you doing? Chris, how's it going?
What?
You guys good?
No, I can just feel.
I love Lisa. I'm just joking.
I can feel the anger in your voice when you
just
talk about Lisa.
Just try to raise her blood pressure with every podcast.
I could just feel this tension. I'm not even getting involved in this stuff. What was the question about
any,
Galladay?
Any news on Galladay?
Yeah, a couple weeks. Looks like a couple weeks for Kane.
All right. Lisa, we
Lisa, love I'm sorry, man.
You know.
This Jerry Foley guy is just...
Some of these questions I just laugh at. The Tiz son, can Tish force Mara to step down as president of football operations? I have to read the funny ones sometimes, guys, because they just...
Well, Tony Thomas, the guy from Florida, Tony Thomas, he actually wants me to be the owner, Jerry.
I know. Yes.
He tweeted at me the other day saying, Chris, can you take over this team? I said, well, you know, I need like $4 billion, but...
Booker Daniels is up for that,
people,
too. So
people think I got Foley money.
Yeah, Foley money. Right. Okay. Trust me, Chris, if I could buy the Giants, you'd have been...
Am I hired?
You've been running football operations already.
I was going to say, do I have a job if you buy the Giants? Am I good?
There's certain...
What's my title going to be?
Oh, president of football operations.
Thank you, bro.
President of football, not vice president. President of football, head of, president of football operations.
I'm like the Theo Epstein of the Giants.
If that works for you, yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, man. I look forward to that. Yes. You're probably you're probably literally a couple of deals away from doing that anyway. So yeah.
It would be, I can imagine after the game, after a loss, you tell security, you got to keep Jerry away from me for at least 24 hours.
Right.
Because we couldn't talk, because I would say something and
you'd be mad at me. You'd be yelling at me, what the hell did you do here? Why'd you sign this guy?
Right. Yes. So there'd have to be
you'd be like Steinbrenner. You'd be like a lunatic.
A little bit. 24 hours of no time.
I might have to think twice about taking his job now.
Right.
I can't have a guy screaming at me after every loss.
And then there's certain, I guess, you know, the media, we'd have to figure out like how do we deal with the media, you know, after a loss. Like it, because neither of us, I think there'd be a lot of blowing up.
Only the coach has to deal with the media.
That's true, but, you know, because they're...
The end of the year presser.
yeah, you're not going to give Joe Judge answers, so. You're not, you know, neither of us would, so.
I would just love to see you at the end of the year presser.
Yes, they ask about players, I'll do what Parcells does. I don't know, guys. Ask him. He stinks, not me.
Oh, thanks, boss.
Yeah. All right, John N. at Good News 08. Guys, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how much should I hope the season could get turned around? I'm thinking a 3.5.
That sounds about right, man. I was hoping it would start last week in Big Dallas, but...
Yeah. Scale of 1 to 10, turned around right now because they haven't played that sixth game and they're only 1-4. I'll give you a 3.5. It's about right.
Next, yes, that sounds about right.
Ask me Sunday afternoon at like, or Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon, like 4:30, 5 o'clock. It's right. A 1. I like Booker Daniels now. I like what he says here. Cool J and nobody beats the biz. So I'm now Cool J.
Cool J.
Yeah, like Cool J. Thanks, Booker. Hopefully that sticks. Is there any good case to be made for play? Oh, yeah, no, we talked about this. Sorry. I highlighted it because he wrote Cool J. But, yes, we're going to play Jones tomorrow, buddy. All right, let's see. Derek at D-Wins. Guys, huge TGI fan, but I've been wondering if you guys would consider using the Vegas lines and spreads when you make your picks next year. I always thought it'd be a little more fun, interesting. Foley, it may get you points with CB. Oh, thanks, Derek. Yes, I'm down 11 now, folks. I went down 3 more last week.
Are you?
Yeah, because like I hear it's funny when I do the replay, I go, oh, I think I'm in line with Chris here. Oh my God, why'd I pick them? So there's a lot of that.
I'll ask you with 10 being the highest, what's the number for you turning the season around on a pick?
One. I'm too much of a rebel. I go crazy with the picks. I pick rooting interests too. Like
all right, Foley, it's only 2 games. That's only 2 teams. Don't try to bail out with that rooting interest thing. It's 2 teams.
No,
Eagles and Cowboys.
Cowboys, Washington, too.
All right, 3 games, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice try, though, Derek.
All right. So, yeah, maybe, Derek, maybe we'll you know, for the gamblers out there, we'll have to put that line. What is it that?
I don't know, Derek, because then we're going to start getting heat, brother. People start laying some wood.
For gambling problem, calling 1-800-GAMBLER. I have to say that after every pick. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Good question from Kyle B. at KBryce89. Do you guys think the team will look to draft a center guard in the higher rounds since Gates' injury might be career-ending? Or do they take the risk of him making a full recovery being the starting center or guard in 2022? Or is it too early, Chris?
That's too early for that. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way,
nobody's asked about Gates lately. You got to ask about him.
By the way this line's playing, wouldn't it have been interesting to see Lemieux and Gates out there now?
Yeah, it would have been.
You know, It's a bummer.
It would have been. Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. It really would have been.
Such a bummer. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, man, this the way Thomas is coming on. Anyway. And Hernandez is playing better. You know?
Yep. Anyway. He's not playing better at all.
Manti Python. We'll go a few more. Manti Python. Is MetLife cursed? When you lay down with dogs and get fleas, when you lay down with Woody Johnson, you get bad luck and worse football. Dermot McDermott responds, most expensive air-conditioned unit in the tri-state area. So, yeah. MetLife curse? Nah, they won a Super Bowl playing there. Manti, I'm sorry, man. We don't love MetLife.
I do not believe in that curse crap. All right? Start executing, get better plays.
Did you? All right. Okay, we'll go back to baseball. Did you ever believe in a curse or no?
No, I just never thought we'd win a World Series.
Okay.
But I didn't sit there and say we're cursed.
Right.
I just thought we're just never. I was just like, oh, this team's just never going to win it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't believe in that, you know, Babe Ruth stuff. I said, you know what? We need better pitching.
I believe what the Rangers did with the Stanley Cup after 94 has hurt them. I believe
what?
In hockey. Well, the way
spirits-wise, do you think they jinxed it?
Yeah, I do. Why? I think the hockey gods have screwed the Rangers since 94.
You went to the Stanley Cup in 12.
Well, they, yeah, but I don't
know. I know, but you know, it wasn't like you never been there, you know.
Yeah, but they don't ever. I don't. I just.
You sold your soul for the one title. Is that what you're saying?
No. Some of the stories after they won it in Midtown Manhattan with Messier with the cup.
Oh, you think he jinxed them, huh?
Just think it's, you know, the hockey gods did not like it. Ooh, look, I think there's things to do with
possible.
The cup. There's things to do with the cup that are appropriate, and I think there's things to do with the cup that are not appropriate. Oh. And that's just my belief. So there you go.
Just don't put it in an email. Right? Okay.
No, it won't be. That's right. It will not be in an email. Absolutely. Right. The Fighting Joe Judges. Here's one, Chris. I read this, and I wasn't as heated as... Okay. Were you as heated as I was when Judge let 34 seconds run out at the end of the half versus Dallas...
Yeah.
When we still had three timeouts left. Our chances of winning are so slim at that point, I feel like we need to take advantage of anything we could get.
Yeah, there's been a few times this year, I don't know what the hell is Judge doing with the time and timeouts.
Yeah. So you
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing? Yeah, I was like, kind of like, what are we doing? You know? Yeah. I wasn't crazy about it, but it's like, some of his in-game management this year hasn't been good, Judge.
Yeah.
Really hasn't.
Rob Coppola, I don't know if he's Francis Ford's son or
nephew or something.
What's his name? Nicolas Cage, right? He's a Coppola too. Yeah. It's only the second season here, but do you think Joe Judge is the guy to lead the Giants forward? They are the exact opposite of what he said they're going to be. No toughness, no discipline, awful defense. It's been 21 games. Is it enough of a sample size to wonder this? It's not a bad question, Rob.
Not a bad question. I mean, he does preach discipline and all that, and they haven't really shown it.
It's going out the window, apparently.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not a good look this year right now in the Judge. And I'm not going to say he's not the man going forward, though. You know, it's way too early for that still.
Yeah. All right, Andrew. I'm sorry, Andrew. Chris, we'll go one or two more. Andrew Davis at Slim Drew 82. Considering his pay and current play, is Bradberry a potential cut? That's awfully early. And plus, he just renegotiated his contract.
Yeah,
I'm kind of worried.
Second time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to look at what he did there, Andrew. I'm sorry, man. I'm not sure what the repercussions are.
The answer to that is no, too, man. Yeah.
All right. One more question. GPA 15 at GIFan 1156. How close is this team to the wilderness of the 70s?
I think we're there. Okay. Jerry, we talked about this, right?
But my question to you, and I love that he asked this because then it got my mind. Got the hamster going on the wheel upstairs.
Right.
When you went into when you're in the 70s, you're watching, you're like, all right, defense is probably going to play well. Our offense absolutely sucks, right? That was your mindset probably every week.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
From what I learned and understood.
Yeah, your dad, I'm sure, told you.
Yeah, but you, and several times you.
And I told you several times.
Now, when you watch now, it just seems like the losses can come from anywhere, right? Like, is it a different feel?
Well, it is because there's way more. This is way more talented teams.
Right.
See, there's no free agency back then, and you know, you know what I mean, Jerry. It was like basically that was your team. If you didn't draft well, you were screwed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. Now it's different. Guys come in and out. So, look, the feeling around the organization is like, man, we're stuck in a wilderness. Every year, it's, you know. year after year. It's 5 wins, 4 wins, 3 wins, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But talent-wise, no, it's weird. You know, Jerry, because talent-wise, it's much different. These teams that win 5 games and 4, I'm telling you, like, way more talent, you know.
Some of the stuff that Big Blue VCR puts out, when he puts out a game from the 70s, there's guys I've never heard of playing corner in the second. I'm like, who the hell is that? Like, I'm not talking about Beasley Reese. I'm talking about before that. Like, I'm like, who the hell is that player? So, these are bad. That was bad talent.
Yeah. On offense, too, especially offensive linemen and stuff. Oof.
Oh, God. Awful. Just some funny questions. Why should I still watch? Why did she leave me? Somebody asked. Oh, these guys, you guys are great. Anyway, do you remember when we used to laugh at the Jets? Would you rather have 22 Kadarius Tonys or 22 Saquon Barkleys? Guys, you're awesome. Thank you so much. All right, pick time. Down 11. I'm like the Giants of picking. Tonight, Bucks and Eagles, Chris. Who you got?
Bucks.
I have a bad feeling. I'm going Philly.
And you wonder why you're 11 down.
Good. You know what? Well, hey, I hope I'm wrong.
No, I know. That's why you played him, brother.
Yeah, sure. Dolphins at Jets. Oh, another 9:30 game on Sunday. Nice. Dolphins at Jets. Well, you really give London some shitty games, huh? Dolphins at Jags. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Jets, Falcons, Dolphins, Jags.
Who gets the... Yeah, right? I mean, Dolphins, man. Good Lord. I guess I'll go with Brissett and the Dolphins. Although I could definitely see Jacksonville winning their first one here.
Over the Disco Dancer.
Over the Disco Dancer Maya, yeah.
I'll go with the Disco Dancer. Just because
I have a feeling you're going to be right with that one for some reason. Go ahead.
Yeah. Because you feel good about it and didn't pick it, and I just wanted to go with Disco Dancer. Vikings at Panthers.
Going to go with Vikings.
Yeah, Panthers bounce back. We're 3 for 3 different right now. I'm going to fall way behind.
Well, you could make up ground, bro.
Yeah, sure. Chargers at Ravens. Good game.
Another good game.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, which has slowly become my second favorite team in the NFL, the Chargers.
Yeah. Well, they have the best uniforms, don't they? I mean,
I know. And they have one of the best quarterbacks, too, by the way. Good.
I mean, I know you're not a uniform guy, but those uniforms are awesome. Yeah, If you're a kid and you're going strictly by uniform, like Chargers should have millions of fans in a few years going back
Right? If they win a Super Bowl, how many people are going to have those jerseys? Right?
Oh, God, they're awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chargers, Jerry. The Ravens have been very fortunate winning some games. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
They got lucky Monday night. I'm going to go with the Chargers, too.
They got lucky against the Chiefs. They got lucky Monday night. They got lucky against the Lions. They've been very fortunate. Go ahead.
Texans. By the way, last week I listened again. I can't believe I picked the Chiefs over the Bills when I literally started Daniel Jones over Mahomes in fantasy. Anyway. Mm. Texans, Colts.
Colts.
Yeah, Colts.
Where's that game, Jerry, by the way?
In Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Definitely Colts, yeah.
Chiefs at Washington. Go
there
Chiefs.
There you go. I'm going to say Chiefs.
Yeah. Packers at Bears.
Packers.
12-1 at the last 13 with under LaFleur. I saw that today.
Yeah. Against the Packers team.
The North.
Packers.
Yeah, Packers as well. Bengals at Lions. Dan Campbell crying in the postgame. I kind of liked it. Got to be honest with you.
I'm going to go with the Lions, get their first one.
You know, Lombardi even said that. Takes a man to show emotion. I'll go with the Lions as well. Cardinals at Browns, 4 o'clock game. This is a toss-up. These are your
Cardinals
two teams
at
here.
Browns. Oh, man, 5-0 Cards. They're going to see their first loss this week. Cleveland.
I was just going to say that. I'm going Cleveland as well. Cowboys at Patriots.
Cowboys.
Same. I have to go with the Cowboys. Raiders at Broncos.
Oh, the Raiders. Broncos.
Yeah, the Raiders are a crap show right now, guys.
Anything going on with the Raiders?
No, I don't know. Haven't heard much. Good Lord. Seahawks at Steelers Sunday night.
Pitt.
Pittsburgh again, you're going, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Seahawks.
Ooh, that Russell Wilson, huh? You like Geno Smith?
Yeah, I still don't believe in the Steelers, dude. I don't.
Oh, either way. No, either way. I just think they're going to, I don't know, Seattle, it doesn't look good. I think the Pitt will win the second row.
And Bills at Titans Monday night.
How do you not love this Bills team? I know. Bills.
So good. Josh Allen. And the defense, my God. My dad always liked McDermott, too, when he was with Philly. He's like, that kid's going to be a good coach.
No, your dad was right.
1 o'clock, most important game of the week, buddy. Rams at New York Football Giants.
Sorry, I had to kill that fly.
I saw you waving.
I was trying
not to distract you.
I had to take out a fly that was annoying me for the last 5 minutes. Okay,
wait, have you seen those other bugs that have been around?
Oh, there's land bugs all over. I must have killed about 40 of them. I felt like, you know,
they're fast too, dude.
Yeah,
fast
tough,
as hell.
Tough, but I still got some quickness, Foley. I still take out a lot.
But when you see them on the ground, you try to stop them. They're like grasshoppers almost.
They think they're quick. There's a strategy to how to kill them, by the way. I'll let you know. So, you got to get from the front of them.
Really?
Yeah. Just don't go from behind them. They get out of there real quick.
Okay.
Go casually in front of them. Not your whole body in front of them. Your foot. Go all beyond right. their face and all take right. them out. Try it. Got to be quick, though, Foley. Got to be quick.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right, so what game are we at? Oh, the Giants.
Giants. Big one.
Look, I'm sorry. I like the Rams in
Don't be sorry.
I like the Rams in a 31-21 game like that.
Well, it's pretty close.
I think it's going to be a little closer than you think.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams, and I think the only cheering you're going to hear is when the 2011 team is honored at that game. So I think it's going to be a lot worse. I hope you're right. I hope it's a closer game, but I'm
very nervous. Worse, like 34-7
like
worse?
42-17 worse.
Woo!
Yeah, like
oh my God, there's going to be so much heat on his defense. They get 40 spot.
I hope I'm wrong.
Which you could see, dude.
I mean,
which could happen against these guys. So
we'll see. Anything else?
Oh, we missed the Monday night game or we did the Monday night game?
We did the Monday night game.
What was the Monday night game this week, Jerry?
I got to look now.
Oh, I forget. Don't worry.
No, it's all right. Monday night game was Bills-Titans.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I don't know if okay, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, when you're a good team like the Bills, you're on prime time often. We play 1 o'clock a lot.
Well, yeah. And don't get flexed, which is not a good
sign. Right, we don't flex. No, not at all. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. Enjoy the game. Sunday's supposed to be beautiful. The weather's supposed to drop and what are they honoring the 2011 team Sunday, right?
Yeah, I got that email.
That might be the only hopefully that's not the only high moment of the day, you know. So
Guys, by the way, I got to thank all of you. The downloads are still going strong. So we're doing something right in this abysmal football season. You know, really year three or four of the podcast. I think it's year three. And the downloads are better than ever. So we just want to thank all the fans. It's incredible that you guys are listening and thank you. And the subscriptions too. I mean, look, this is not a good football team. It's not fun to cover. We want to be talking about wins. Chris and I always say offline, wouldn't it be better if we were winning? How much more fun would this be? Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Yep. No question, brother. Thank you, everybody, for the support.
All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. And to order a digital subscription, go to magzter.com, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. We print Sunday night. Remember, guys, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.